الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome to our beautiful silsila. And again, a unique topic that we're going to be discussing, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We've also got a quiz for the panel here as well, mashallah. Let's see if they can guess what today's answer will be. Ji, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, let's start our program with a beautiful tilawat by Hafiz Sahab, mashallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله قسمت میں میری میرا سفینہ لکھ دے. جنت تو ٹھکانہ ہے مگر میرے لیے, جنت تو ٹھکانہ ہے مگر میرے لیے, اے کاتب تقدیر مدینہ لکھ دے. صلی اللہ علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا حبیب اللہ. تو شمع رسالت ہے
ہے, اے جلوائے جانانا.
محمد. MashaAllah Azawajal. A very beautiful kalam written by none other than Shahzadai Ala Hazrat Uzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, a great scholar and a great wali of his time as well, MashaAllah Azawajal. MashaAllah, and beautifully recited by Hafiz Sahab as well, MashaAllah Azawajal. Allah Ta'ala give barakat and blessing, and may Allah Ta'ala give us the fuse and the barakat of these great awliya Allah. You know, when you read the kalam of the awliya Allah Azawajal, and the main reason for their kalam was it's a form of tabligh as well. It's a form and invitation towards goodness. And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, these kalams, and if we look into our in Rumiya Kashmir, Mia Muhammad Baksh Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Baba Bulle Shah Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, even though majority of us may not even be able to read their kalam, but their kalams were deep rooted and they had a very, very deep meaning, and so many people, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, accepted Islam, and so many people that were on the wrong path, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, came onto the straight path. So we should try to listen to these kalams of the awliya Allah Azawajal. Ji Harun Bhai, a very beautiful topic today, and such a topic that I think, you know, we need this a lot in these kind of days. Our topic of today was patience, sabr. You know, everyone's in the same house. We haven't been together for a long time, and things may be kicking off at home. You know, the wife might be getting fed up. You know, I've heard a few cases where, you know, husband and wife shouting at each other, "I was better off outside at working." Yeah, you were better off working. Get out, go and work. You know, so sabr, patience. Islam teaches us a lot about patience. And one of the beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm going to mention the words of the Quran, and I want you to, inshallah, so they'll take a lead on this as well. Allah Ta'ala, He says, Surah Baqarah, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sta'inu bis sabri was salah, inna allaha ma'as sabirin. That, O believers, seek help from salah and from patience. So, Harun Bhai, how can we have patience inside ourselves? And to be honest with you, what is patience? What is sabr?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hafsa, in the glorious I Am a Barakah of the amazing Quran that you have recited, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions Salah, which is such a fundamental obligation.
SubhanAllah.
But Sabr is mentioned before it.
Mm-hmm.
And the scholars write that this is the high status of this. It's a condition. Let me start with a very beautiful tale which will help us kind of really put it into context. There was a king, and he had a very beautiful bird. And this bird used to sing its songs, and the king was very pleased. He had it in his court. And one day, another bird flew up, and he said, "Are you okay?" And the bird said, "No, I'm trapped in this cage, in the court of the king. And I'm missing my children, I'm missing my family. So I cry every day." And the bird said, "But you know what is keeping you here? You're very impatient at crying. Because when you're crying, you're making these sounds which are melodious. And the king keeps you here because of that. So if you were patient and you stopped this crying, then maybe things would change." So suddenly, this bird stops singing. It's in the court of the king. The king calls the wise men, and they think, "Can't stop this bird singing. It starts to sing again." So the king says, "Well, after a few days, what use is this bird to me? I mean, it's just there in the cage and it's not doing anything. Why don't you let it go?" So they let it go and it flies back to its home. And patience gets its freedom.
SubhanAllah.
Now, a lot of the time when we're in difficulty, when we're in a calamity, when we're in a test, a situation, We don't decide to go into that test. Allah Azza wa Jal, through His infinite wisdom, imposes that upon us.
SubhanAllah.
What we need to do and what we are tested upon is our mental resolve and how we deal with it. A lot of the time it's our impatience which gets us not only into further trouble. There's an old saying that a wise man, when he's in difficulty, he changes it around. And, you know, it's like the example they give is, somebody gives you a lemon, and some people start complaining that it's bitter. But the wise man will put it in a glass, add a handful of sugar, and make a drink out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in exactly the same way, in this situation, the wise person will do it. But what does the foolish or not so intelligent person do? Hafsabi often makes two problems out of one. You know, you've got one difficulty because of his panic, because of his anger, because of his impatience.
Mm-hmm.
He makes a second, third, and fourth problem. And this is the difficulty. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, many, many beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. I'm going to start off with one that really we need to take down to heart. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever Allah Almighty intends goodness for, He Almighty inflicts him with calamity.
Allahu Akbar.
We think that calamity is a problem that, you know, has been sent to us, and, you know, we didn't deserve it. Who are you to decide what you deserve and what you don't?
Gee.
This is the decision of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then we think every calamity is a problem, but it isn't. It could be there to raise your ranks. You see, there are a lot of people, Hafizab, who have a lot of hidden talents, have a lot of ability, have a lot they can achieve in life. But you know what happens? They actually will go to their graves with those talents never showing. Why? Because unki soch mehdood thi, their thinking was very limited. They thought, I've just been created to, you know, go to work, earn money, try and look for investment opportunities, sleep 8-9 hours a day, eat roti, and that's it. This is a circle, and that's all it was. And they've never looked beyond that. The wise people have, for once, they've been stopped in their tracks. They thought, we've got an opportunity to rethink our entire life.
And mashallah, Azawajal, you know, I've seen a lot of Dawood Islami brothers, mashallah, Azawajal, all over the UK, all over the world, I can say, that subhanallah, Azawajal, Islam brothers have really, you know, they're trying to motivate the people to do good things as well. And one of the definitions that I've got in front of me is, one of the definition of sabr is self-discipline as well. You know, aspects of restraint, steadfastness, firmness.
The intelligent person, he deals with the situation that's in front of him in such a wise way, with his trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, that he comes out of a difficulty and a calamity shining bright.
Subhanallah.
Ji, Harun bhai, you know, it's, sabr in the life, how, you know, what do we learn from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
There are very few people who are blessed with a patient mind and body. They, you know, don't run a mile when they see a calamity. Unfortunately, they're in a minority. In the olden days, you know, there used to be more. When a calamity befell the Buzurg, especially the Buzurgani Deen, they had their trust in Allah Azza wa Jal, and they were very patient. Today, you know, the smallest of problems, you know, there are 100, say, for example, ni'mat, and Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed you with 99. And if you're missing one, rather than see it as a test from Allah Azza wa Jal and be patient and be thankful, we start to cry over and complain. And this is the worst thing, we start to complain about the one we don't have. And the other way to think about it is this. You know, in the olden days, when a calamity befell, people turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. When they don't puri puri raat, all night they used to spend on the prayer mat praying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. They used to spend the night in prostration asking Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, and they used to do istighfar with kasrat. They used to beg Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness excessively. Ask yourself this question. We're complaining every day. Thinking, how many times have we asked Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness? Have we even thought about our sins and repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? You know, there was a very beautiful hadith of Mubarakah that there was a man in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was thinking about his sins and repenting and crying in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is this man? And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he's Fly ibn Fulan. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said that in the whole of creation of Allah Azza wa Jal, everything can be weighed. Everything has a weight and can be measured. But the weight of the teardrops falling from this man's eyes is beyond weight.
Subhanallah.
It cannot be
weighed. You know, Harun bhai, if you look at the life, the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, They've had really, really hard times. And a very, very important part of the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Shabi Abi Talib.
Allah.
When the people of Makkah, they boycotted the Muslims. For 3 years, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims, they were locked up basically in between mountains, and there was no food that was coming in. There was no ration. But then 3 years passed by like that. But never will you read that any Sahabi or even the Sahabiyat, it came to a stage where their children were dying in their own hands.
Allah.
And they used to go to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, my so-and-so daughter or son has passed away. But never did they say that, Ya Rasulullah, you know, let's go back and we'll say sorry to them, whatever they want, you know, we'll accept everything.
Yeah.
They had so much sabr, so much patience that subhanallah, when we talk about that, you know, we're nowhere compared to what these Sahaba ikram have done. But you know what the shaitan will say? Oh, they were the Sahaba, we can never meet them. And I've mentioned this many times as well. We can never reach to the dust of their feet. But at least we can try to learn from them.
Learn from them. You know, the glorious Quran, Hafsab, in Surah Anbiya, ayat number 83 and 84, mentions the story of Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. And translation from Kanzul Iman, and remember Ayyub when he called his Lord that distress has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of all those who show mercy. We therefore heard his prayer, so we removed the adversity that had afflicted him. We gave him and his family, and in addition bestowed along with them more of similar number by mercy from ourselves and advice for the people who worship. Now, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam was a great prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, and they say that he was from the lineage of Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, and Allah Azza wa Jal put him to trial, and his children passed away, his house collapsed, his cattle died, and he was very, very wealthy. He had camels, cattle, everything else. His crops were devastated. And every time something happened, you know, this is just amazing and mind-boggling. Every time some news was given to him that something had died, somebody had been destroyed, his children had been killed, he glorified Allah Azza wa Jalla. Every time.
You know, there's a saying that when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam came to him, and he says that Allah Ta'ala is giving you his salam, and he is saying that, O Prophet, are you pleased with Allah? And Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, he says that, O Jibreel, go and say to Allah that everything, Ya Allah, that is happening, I am pleased with you. You know, Ya Allah, I am happy with you. Whatever you know, what is destined for me, I will take that with open arms. You know, so that was the sabr of Ayyub alayhi salam. That's why the ulama, they say that no one can do sabr like Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam. And you know, we got the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened in Karbala? You know, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Sadat-e-Kiram. You know, so much that has happened. These are, you know, very, very important lessons that we can learn. But today, because of Bay Sabri, you know, this is one of the reasons maybe we're having all these problems today.
I think, you see, what you've got to do is put life into context, Hafsab. What is life about? The glorious Quran tells us in Surah Mushi that this life is a test for you. Allah has created death and life to test you.
Yeah.
Now, you were created, you were in the Alam Arwa, you were in the realm of the souls. You obviously confirmed to your Lord that, Ya Allah, you are our Lord. Then you made promises, you were put into this world, and you were given this short life. Thousands of years you spent in Alam Arwa, in the realm of the soul,
subhanallah.
Then you came into this world. Now you will spend a long time in your grave, maybe thousands of years, up until the day of judgment. Now, it's a very short life. This life was the test. This was the, you know, the amal, the deeds that you do were in this short period of 50-60 years.
Subhanallah.
Now, out of that, Hafsab, it's interesting and it's important to put it into context, and especially for the viewers of Madin Channel. I wanted to just think about this. Your life is 60-70 years maximum. You spend the first 10 to 15 of those really unaware and lost, because you're in childhood, and you know, even though Balugat at 12, you know, namaz becomes farz upon you and everything, the roza becomes farz upon you. A lot of people spend the first 10 or 15 years in oblivion. When you get past 45, 50, you're too old to really do anything, so it's this little bit in between. Yeah?
Really?
Now, in this part in between, Hafsab, if you split that up, say 30 years maximum, and you take out 8 hours a day, which is a third for sleeping, it leaves 20 years.
20 years left, yeah.
Take out 8 hours a day working, it leaves 10 years. Take away eating and time with family and everything else. Mushkilnal, with difficulty, you've probably got 1 or 2 years, even if you spend maximum time, you know, reading your Salah, reading the Quran, doing good deeds, you've got a maximum time of about 1 or 2 years in an average lifetime. And in that 1 or 2 years, we still don't do what we should. We waste that as well. And then what we do is we kind of ask for the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, yet out of this life that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us as a test, we actually shy away from the very things that Allah Azza wa Jal has created us for. Disobedience. Now, when it comes to calamities and difficulties, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's life mubarak was a prime example, because Akbar Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that, you know, nobody has been inflicted with such hardships that I have had. And you mentioned the times, you know, when Hazrat Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala was martyred. How difficult was it? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. Akbar Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, a spear was thrown at her and she was injured badly. And you know, the children passed away and great difficulties. The people of Makkah persecuted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's, you know, Akbar Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in prostration and they brought the intestines of a camel and poured them on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akbar Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Taif and Akbar Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was stoned by the people of Taif.
Allah. Just imagine the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was born, he had no father on his side, and then he was about 6 years old, his mother passed away, and you know, so many things happened in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained sabr and shukr in the court of Allah azza wa jal.
We were very narrow minded with our problems. You know, we had a small problem and we blow it out of all proportion and we become impatient. And let me start with it. Say, for example, you want to do something and it doesn't work out for you. Whose decision is that? You've made all the effort that you could, yeah? But it didn't work out. Now, you then get upset. But you know, the great Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, he said, when I intend to do something and it doesn't happen, it actually makes my iman stronger, because I know that I had my will, but the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla overrode it.
Subhanallah.
Now, when we do something and it doesn't work out, will we do the maximum? Do we say, Ya Allah Tera Shukra, you've decided the best for me? When we fall ill, you know, even with small illnesses, we panic. But yet Allah Azza wa Jalla could have inflicted it with something more serious. Why don't we thank Allah Azza wa Jalla? There's a very beautiful waqi'ah, Amir al-Sunnah, in one of his bayans was saying that they were in a rickshaw in Bab al-Madina Ghalban, and there's some brothers there, and a car came and hit it, and alhamdulillah they were all okay, but obviously the people in the rickshaw got out and they grabbed hold of the driver and they were about to give him a few thumps, and Amir al-Sunnah Dhanaz Barakatum al-Aliya jumped in and said, what are you doing? He said, he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. Amir al-Sunnah said, and look at the Madni Soj, he said, why don't you thank Allah that this wasn't a truck? Because if it was a truck, do you think we would have survived in the rickshaw? This is the thinking that Islam gives us. You know, when you're ill, think, 10 times it could have been 10 times worse. Ya Allah tera shukra, I've only got a little bit of a headache. You know, look at those people who've been lying in hospital beds. You know, you get a little bit of pain in your leg and you start complaining. Look at those people who've spent their life in a wheelchair. You know, you lose something, and you're 10 pounds, you know, and then the 3 days they think about it. Oh, you know, where did I drop the 10 pounds, yeah? And yet people have lost everything. People have lost children.
Yeah.
And you know, you need to be ready for that. You know, the electricity goes off, yeah? Or there's a short circuit, and that's it, it's the end of the world for us.
It blows, you know, our fuse.
It blows our fuse, yeah. You know, it's just, and you say in our business, yeah, last month, I you know, I did a very good takings, and this month it's low, that's it. But I mood grab, yeah. Who controls the rizq of yourself? You know, do I decide how much I'm gonna get? No, Allah Azza wa Jalla has decreed it.
Mashallah.
So I should be happy with the decree of Allah Azza wa
Jalla. Subhanallah, beautiful words, mashallah. We've got our package ready, but before we go to the package, let's have a kalam inshallah azawajal, and we've got a very beautiful word of wisdom package ready as well inshallah azawajal. Do you have some? The bank.
Ya Nabi,
نظر کرم فرمانا یا نبی نظر کرم فرمانا اے حسنین کے نانا اے حسنین کے نانا اے حسنین کے نانا اے حسنین کے نانا یا نبی نظر کرم فرمانا یا نبی نظر کرم فرمانا اے حسنین کے نانا اے حسنین کے نانا اے کاش تصور میں مدینے کی گلی ہو اے کاش تصور میں مدینے کی گلی ہو اور یاد محمد کی میرے دل میں بسی ہو اور یاد محمد کی میرے دل میں بسی ہو اے کاش میں بن جاؤں مدینے کا مسافر بن جا مدینے کا مسافر اس سال میں بن جا مدینے کا مسافر ہر سال میں بن جا مدینے کا مسافر بن جا مدینے کا مسافر پھر روتی ہوئی طیبہ کو بارات چلی ہو پھر روتی ہوئی طیبہ کو بارات چلی ہو اے کاش مدینے میں مجھے موت یوں آئے اے کاش مدینے میں مجھے موت یوں آئے قدموں میں قبر میں آئے اس وقت میرے لب پہ سجینا تے نبی ہو اللہ کرم ایسا کرے تجھے پہ جہاں میں اللہ اللہ کی رحمت سے تو جنت ہی ملے گی اے کاش محلے
Beautiful kalam. Who was this kalam written by, Harun bhai? Subhanallah. It's written by Amiri Ahle Sunnat, mashallah. Ji, let's move on. We've got a beautiful package, mashallah, ready from Wasim bhai. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hope you're all okay. Today's message is actually taken from a quote. It's a quote in the Urdu language, which I'll read to you, and then I'll try to explain in English as well. And the quote goes something like this, that akhlaq wo cheez hai jiski koi keemat nahi. That, you know, character, good character, doesn't cost anything. Doesn't cost a penny to be a good person. Akhlaq wo cheez hai jiski koi keemat nahi. Lekin isse har cheez ko kharida ja sakta hai.
MashaAllah Azawajal, some beautiful words of wisdom as well from Wasim bhai, MashaAllah Azawajal. Ji Harun bhai, you know, we've discussed about patience. You know, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us about patience, how the Sahaba ikram, you know, had patience as well. Now, in return, we also discussed about, you know, how much patience needs to be done. Any more words of wisdom?
I was going towards the last 20 minutes, half an hour, and I want to kind of keep it practical.
Yeah.
And this was something that the other day when we were live with Nigrani Shura, and Nigrani Shura was saying as well that when we are kind of doing the Biyams and when we're doing this, we should try and keep it as practical as well. We've got to invite to the Deen of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But the glorious Quran says invite with hikmat and wisdom. And now, so there are practical tips as well. So we've discussed a lot of the background and the theory. I just want to kind of concentrate on some practical things. One problem that we have is that we inflict upon our mind, because this is all in the mind and the conscious. We inflict upon our mind heavy burdens that the mind finds it difficult to digest. Let me give you an example first and I'll explain. You know, if you eat a very, very heavy meal,
yeah,
that's got a lot of mirch and masale, and then, you know, you overstuff yourself and your digestive system slows down, right? And you find it very difficult to even breathe, right? Your mind is like that, your intellect is like that, your brain is like that as well. If you overburden it, one example is by the trifling little things that I said, you know, punch a tire, end of the world kind of thing. The second thing that we do to our mind is that we overburden it with problems that are not related to us. So we've got brothers and sisters, for that matter, who are constantly scouring the news. They'll do this Urdu news channel, that English news channel, this newspaper, that newspaper, and they'll pick up all. Now, what do news often report?
Negativity, yeah.
Negativity. So many people died here, so many thousands are there, so many difficulty there, this person, that happened, this crime happened, that. And what the mind is like is a sponge. So by the end of the day, their mind is full of all these things. Now, the way that the mind works, and if Dr. Zirik was here as a psychologist, he would be able to kind of shed more light on it. The brain is to solve problems. It looks for solutions. So if you give it a problem, the brain will look for a solution. You know, mathematicians, that they do. Sometimes they'll look at a mathematical problem, and then they'll look at it before they go to bed. And they'll go to sleep, and in the morning, they'll find the answer. Why? Because while they're asleep, the brain carries on working, trying to find the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with these things that we do, what we do is we take all this rubbish that is unnecessary information,
mm-hmm,
and we overpower the brain. So we carry, and this is the important thing, we carry the weight of the globe on our shoulders. You know, all the bad that's happening, it's all resting there.
You know, you think that the world's going to end very soon, everything's negative,
right? Yes. And that totally takes over our thinking, and you become gloomy. And then once that happens, you're going towards that depression. And yet, if that person was to write down the things that are making him sad, he'd probably sit back and laugh at himself. Mm-hmm. You know, and think, why am I worried if, you know, there is the stock market has collapsed and it's gone down to zero? Why am I worried about that? It's because he's been doing this. The other thing that I'd warn against is this as well. A lot of people are turning to dramas, are turning to movies and things like that. Now, a lot of these movies have a lot of filth in them, a lot of violence in them, a lot of problems in them. And again, the same thing happens with your brain.
Yes,
you know, when, and a lot of these series and everything else, you know, and one of the things that, you know, the Dawat Islami tries to do is get people out of this bad habit. But these things take over your life. So you know when these people are going to bed, they go to bed with all the problems and all the emotional drama that's happening stored in their head.
Yeah.
How are they supposed to live a happy life? What if, how beautiful would it be? And I know it might sound very far-fetched, but it isn't. Well, how beautiful would it be that if you went to the mosques when they're open, or even now, pray your Isha, do the zikr of Allah, read Surah Mulk Sharif, and then go to bed and go to sleep, yeah? Reading through the Paak, or reading, doing the zikr of Allah. And there was a beautiful saying, Buzurg Ghani Din, Hazrat Mawlana Naqi Ali Khan, the father of Ala Hazrat, has written that one of the times for acceptance of du'as is if you wake up at night, make a du'a in the court of Allah. You know, sometimes you wake up.
Yeah.
And now what the scholars say is this, that you know the person who is doing the zikr of Allah and falls asleep, he gets that opportunity. His eyes will open and he'll think of Allah, because that's the last thing he was doing.
We've got a Naat request, Afa Sahab. Aankhun ka Tara Naame Muhammad. And I've got another request from someone. This request for me to read, the same kalam that this other Islam brother wants. Ya Rabbana Irhamun. So I think I'll have to read Ya Rabbana, because both requests are from Dewsbury. So if I want to go back home, I'll have to read it. So inshallah. But I think we're going to be doing it after Hafiz Sahib, inshallah, if you can get ready. Aankhun ka Tara Naame Muhammad, inshallah.
Sallallahu alayka ya Rasul. اپنے جمیلے رضوی کے دل میں
I've got the message again from someone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you read the naat? Harun bhai, I might as well have to read the naat. But you know what? Ayatana farmaish naat ki, there's a farmaish for you as well.
That happened a few days ago.
So inshallah, I'll let you go today. I'm going to read a kalam because so many brothers have said, Salli ala nabiyyina, padhiye salli ala nabiyyina, salli ala muhammadin, padhiye salli ala shafiyyina, salli ala shafiyyina, salli ala muhammadin. Ya Rabbana, irham lana.
ya Rabbana
Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. We're coming to the end of our program. I just want to come back to yourself, Harun bhai. Today's topic was about sabr. Any last pearls of wisdom from yourself to the viewers and for us as well?
Hafsab, there was a pious man of Allah Azza wa Jal, and somebody asked him, then why has Allah Azza wa Jal created people in different situations? Somebody's white, somebody's black, somebody's ill, somebody's healthy, somebody's old, somebody's young, somebody's rich, somebody's poor, somebody can walk, somebody can't. All these situations, everybody's different. Why? Why? And the Buzurg said, there is a very special reason for it. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to see who in what condition is grateful to me.
Allahu Akbar.
Kaun si halat mein mera shukr ada karta hai? Who in what condition is grateful to me? Is the rich one grateful to me? Is the poor one grateful to me? Is the one I've given help grateful to me? Is the one I've made ill grateful to me? Is the one who has difficulties and calamities grateful to me? Is the one I've given a peaceful life grateful to me? Who thanks me? That is the test.
MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat, MashaAllah, Harun bhai. We've also got a photo that I want you to see on the screen. Now, this is a photo of an Islamic brother, MashaAllah Azawajal. He's a responsible Islamic brother, and he's one of the trustees of Dawat Islami in the UK as well. So, MashaAllah Azawajal is a very brilliant Islamic brother, SubhanAllah Azawajal. I just want you to guess who that person is on the screen. Ji, mashallah. Ji.
I know.
So, you're on fire today, huh? Yeah. Ji, mashallah. Viewers of Madani channel, you can see this Islamic brother. He's, mashallah, a very responsible brother, Islamic, mashallah.
He's not from London.
Ji?
He's not from London.
He's not from London, no. If you go to Pakistan, London is the whole of England.
Achha.
Yeah, so London is...
Let me give you a clue. He should have been sat next to me today.
He should have been sat next to you today. And that's why I got that picture ready for him to look at that. MashaAllah, Azawajal. Ji, Nadeem bhai, kui pata laga? MashaAllah Azawajal. Bisharat bhai from Preston. Let you know that MashaAllah Azawajal, Bisharat bhai is our zimmedar for Preston. And Alhamdulillah Azawajal, he's also a trustee of Dawat Islami, MashaAllah. And a very great mubaligan. To be honest with you, he works for Preston Council as well, I think.
I think he works for the tax office.
The tax. Oh, MashaAllah. So he works for the tax office, SubhanAllah. You know, I don't know how many children. Do you know how many children he has?
I don't.
Okay, so.
One thing I will say, mashallah la quwwata illa billah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla give him more blessings. I obviously have been, like yourself, been in the Madni Mahal for a long time and met a lot of brothers, and he's one of the sweetest brothers.
Mashallah, very hard worker. And why I'm trying to show this is, you know, for the viewers as well, that look, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, there are people who are, you know, they like us, they've changed their lives. You know, Bisharat bhai now on the picture that way you can see, and when he would have been here, mashallah, with Dari Sharif, Imam Sharif, millions of people have changed their lives, and this is not an exaggeration in Dawat Islami. So Alhamdulillah, you know, ask yourself a question, why can I not change? What's stopping me from becoming a true ashik of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we've got the puzzle on the screen again, inshallah azza wa jal, for our own panel. Ji, subhanallah. Don't check the messages, please.
MashaAllah.
Ji, let's see what's on the screen and see what the answer was today. Ji Harun bhai, Alnuqrza, is a famous personality mentioned in the Quran.
Zulkarnain.
Subhanallah, jawab durust hai. Subhanallah, MashaAllah, Azza wa Jal.
Are you doing the news any as my
Allahu Akbar, we call much recognition with Ramah, mashallah. Yes, Zul Hazrat Sayyidina Zul Qarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the correct answer. And he was also one of the king that ruled the whole world. And his famous story is that Hazrat Sayyidina Zul Qarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah ta'ala has mentioned, I think, two or three stories in the Quran about. And one of them is that he went to a place and, you know, people were fed up with this tribe. And they said that, you know, they're eating everything. We're just fed up with them. Please, can you help us? And he was the tribe of Ya'juj Ma'juj. People say Ya'juj Ma'juj. Alanke, Hafsab Alif Ramapad Jazam. Ya'juj wa Ma'juj. You know, Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Qalu Ya Zul Qarnaini Inna Ya'juj wa Ma'juj Mufsiduna Fil Ard. So Ya'juj Ma'juj, this tribe was causing havoc to the people. So they asked Zul Qarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu to help them. And he built a wall made out of molten lead. And this Ya'juj Ma'juj, they are one of the biggest signs of the Day of Judgment. And also, Zul Qarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the cousin of Hazrat Sayyiduna Hizr alayhi salam.
Subhanallah.
Both of them, this is mentioned in the book Ajaibul Quran, that they both set out for the water of life. You know, Abi Hayat. And Sayyiduna Hizr alayhi salatu was salam reached to the Abi Hayat when Zul Qarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu didn't, but I've read that they were cousins as well. Inshallah Azawajal. So Subhanallah Azawajal, my dear Islam brothers. You know, this puzzle, whatever word that is, inshallah, we'll try to tell you a bit about that as well. If you want to read the tafsir of the Quran, Siratul Jinan, para number 16, beginning first two rukus, this waqia of Sayyiduna Zul Qarnain radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned as well. It's beautiful, mashallah Azawajal. So inshallah Azawajal, we've come to the end of our program. I hope you not only enjoyed our program, but you learned a lot of things. Alhamdulillah Azawajal. Allah Ta'ala give barakat. Jazakallah khairan, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib
sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam is the way, Islam is the way,
Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way.